So I just, pretty much when I was on the cover of Time in 1978 as the All-American model, I thought, you know, it's time to move on and do something else. And then I went into designing and had the line of clothes at Sears for 10 years, and then it's just continued on after that. And I kind of have a rapport, I think, with the American woman and what she needs.
You know, years ago, and it changes all the time, the look that models have. Sometimes it's very thin, like Kate Moss. Sometimes it's a little bit heavier, like in the 50s with Jane Mansfield. Do you think that it's healthy, what some of these young kids see, the 15, 16-year-old kids out there, when they look at the teen magazines and some of these fashion magazines and see these perfect-looking women?
It's a very complicated question. I think that the very, very thin look is, first of all, I don't think it's attractive, and I don't think it's necessarily a good role model. I don't think we can blame magazines for it, because all of your eating habits or even eating disorders have to do with self-esteem. So it really comes from that. Mm-hmm. I certainly, at a point, had gained about 30 pounds, and I pulled out a picture of a girl in a bathing suit and stuck it on the refrigerator wall as inspiration, and it helped. It worked. I thought, you know what? The only difference between me and her is that I eat too much of the wrong food. So it was an inspiration. And then also the girls in Sports Illustrated are rather voluptuous, and they would always make sure that you weren't too skinny. If you were too skinny, they wouldn't book you. So the girls in Sports Illustrated exude health and fitness and being very athletic.
That seems to be right now the look that's in the well-chiseled, very muscular, healthy look.
Yes, I think so. For me, I think that that's the most attractive. And in fact, in doing this show, The History of Bathing Suits, it's interesting how bathing suits have mirrored what society is going through. I mean, in bathing suits in the beginning, when women had to wear wool suits, you know, to go into the water, to then in the 60s and 70s when they were no big bathing suits or as tiny as can be, to now I think the suits are a little fuller, more athletic, more support, more less revealing.
Yeah, it's interesting. I saw you hosting Fox After Breakfast not that long ago, and it's nice to see you doing some stuff like that. And I was wondering why you didn't end up going the same path as a lot of other models who had international acclaim like yourself and get into the movie business.
Well, thank God I didn't. I've always had goals in my life, and I always like to have the goals be pretty big goals, but realistic goals. And I didn't want to kind of dabble at being an actress, and I never really felt that I would be the best actress in the world. So I just thought I could never kind of achieve that. So I just didn't really want to go into it. I chose not to. I mean, there was a point when all kinds of scripts were being sent my way, and I just chose not to. I chose to go into designing, which I'm really happy about.
You know, I've seen what you look like now. You look great.
Oh, thanks.
Was there ever a fear, though, when you were younger and you were doing modeling, that, you know, you'd get a certain age and you'd be really scared that you wouldn't look good anymore?
Never felt that. I never felt that. And, in fact, I look forward to the aging process. I'm really interested to see what it's going to be, because we today, the women across America, are changing what the image is. And 40, 50, whatever, is very attractive today, you know, if you keep yourself in shape. And, you know, I come from a land of Minnesota farmers, and they're good, healthy, strong people, and I could have gone a route of not taking care of myself, and I chose not to. And it's been probably an everyday awareness of what I eat and how much I exercise. It's not a diet necessarily. It's not that I'm obsessed with exercise. It's just taking care of myself, never eating junk food, things like that.
Mm. You know, you wrote about some of these philosophies that you have in the book, The Way to Natural Beauty. Are you planning at all on another book?
I've been thinking about it, and this time it would be more of maybe a philosophical book, you know, more than a how-to book, possibly, you know, how I feel today and how I do it, you know, and I do a lot of preventative things, like going to the acupuncturist or going to my nutritionist. I go to the doctor maybe once every 2 or 3 years, just to get a general checkup, just so he has a record, it's sort of the cart before the horse, you know. Instead of waiting until I get sick or waiting until I, you know, my body starts breaking down, I really take good care of it. And I think it's made a huge difference. And I only say that because it's possible to do it, and I just want to kind of be an inspiration for someone out there who might be listening.
It's interesting. I think one of the people who has written great books and also talks a lot about the kind of things you're talking about is actress Linda Evans.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Yeah, she's got a great heart, and it comes across in her books.
Well, you know, again, I do yoga 3 or 4 times a week, and I think that it's all kind of this mind, body, spiritual kind of thing, that it's all interrelated. I don't think that you can just, I don't think you can separate your body from your mind. So it's all kind of working together.
You know, it's interesting when Dee arranged to have you come on this show here. Thy first thought was, Cheryl Teagues, I remembered my college wall, my dorm wall, had a picture of you in one of those mesh bathing suit. It was a big poster. It was a huge selling poster.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of my inspirations in college. You and Farrah. Farrah had a huge poster at that point, too.
Farrah had a big poster. Well, you might be talking about the fishnet bathing suit.
Yeah, the fishnet bathing suit, yeah.
Yeah, that I did for Sports Illustrated, which at the time was very shocking. I always found it a very... In fact, even in the magazine, it was a very small picture because it was kind of a nothing picture. But to this day, I still get that photograph, you know, blown up, and people want me to sign it.
Yeah,
it's
no longer
shocking today. You know?
No, I wish I had kept my poster. I would have had you sign it. But
sweet.
I mean, it's amazing to me to think about that was shocking, because right now that's you know, quite mainstream.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's no longer shocking, but at the time, I guess it was. At one point, I was banned in Boston, which I kind of liked.
Well, I've been banned there a few times myself. So.
Good for you.
You know, it's interesting though to see the different mores, you know, that they're guided by. When you were getting into this modeling thing, did anybody try to pressure you into doing, you know, nude stuff, or did you do any at all during your career?
No. I did some beauty shots for Bazaar, Harper's Bazaar, whatever. But, I mean, it was really shot from the back, or my arms would be. No, I never really did. Anyway, if I did anything, it was for beauty and for one of the fashion magazines.
A lot of young models, they get pressure to do that kind of stuff, though.
No, of course Playboy called and all that. Yeah. But why would I want to do Playboy?
Well, why is Farrah Fawcett in there again this month? I mean,
I don't know. You know, I feel that I'm very fit. I'm sure that I could do Playboy and feel very comfortable and possibly, you know, look good. But I don't really need to prove it to anybody. So, I mean, as long as I feel that I look good, I don't need to splash it across a magazine.
I guess that Farrah has said that she wants to inspire people to realize that when you get to be 50 years old, you can still look good.
Yeah, okay. That's her way of doing it.
I guess you can prove the same thing with clothes on, right?
Yes, exactly. You know, when there's a little mystery, if you have a bathing suit on or a lingerie or whatever, it's much more exciting, I think. So.
Yeah, there's a little mystery there, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us a little about the show Pathfinder's Exotic Journeys.
Oh, that was a wonderful show. It was 13 episodes, and...
it's on Friday nights at 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah, and they took people who had excelled in their profession and had never really been out on an adventure, like horseback riding, camping, kayaking, all of this. And then they put them in this in the outdoors, in the great outdoors. And, you know, people like Dr. Heimlich, we all know what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Peterman, who did the Peterman catalog.
Yeah.
So it's not celebrities necessarily, but people who really have never done adventures. And it's amazing how they fared, you know, out in the wilderness. I happened to do the Copper Canyon, which was down in Mexico, and that was for 10 days walking in the Copper Canyon's about four times as large as the Grand Canyon, and it was the most rigorous trip I've ever done. I've done a lot of backpacking where I put 35 pounds on my back and walk through the wilderness, but this was particularly hard. We were in Mexico. We went in to see the Tarahumara Indians, and the only way to really see them is to walk in, and there's no, I mean, if anything happened, there's no helicopter to get you out. There's no walkie-talkie. There's no telephone. There's no village. There's no nothing.
Mm.
You really have to make sure your body is remains strong. And it was about 100 degrees, and I knew that there was quicksand, you know, so we had to sort of, although you couldn't see it, but you had to constantly be aware of it. And we saw snakes and tarantulas and scorpions and all kinds of things, but that's all part of camping, and I really loved it.
Mm.
It was an amazing adventure.
Now, you're going to take some more adventures yourself. I know that you're the host of the show, but are you going to be doing some stuff out on the road?
I don't know, you know, and I don't know if they will. This particular show will continue the series. They might do once a month. They at that point they were doing it once a week, and it was a lot, but. I like adventure travel. I like getting away. And what I just said doesn't necessarily have to be so. I mean, people out there could go to a state park and camp out, or just somehow to be involved and in touch with nature so that you're really putting yourself in a secondary position to nature, I think, is what it is.
Hmm.
Getting your feet on the ground, really, instead of cement.
You know, it's interesting when you mentioned Henry Heimlich. Did you actually meet him?
I didn't know. I did the voiceover for that show, and I did the introductions.
Because I would think that
I've seen him enough on footage, and he's quite a humorous fellow.
I think if I met him, I would be all choked up. I was just waiting for that comment. I had to wait. I was waiting for that comment. You know, and John Peterman, of course, has become famous through Seinfeld.
That's right.
The character Jay Peterman is based on him.
Oh, that's.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
Yeah, so it must be a fun assignment. Would you like to get involved more in more mainstream, network TV, maybe doing a series of some type?
Yeah, I would. I like doing this kind of thing, hosting these shows. You know, I have a 5.5-year-old son who I really, that's my project right now, is to really just be with him and raise him. So I wouldn't want to do something that would take me away traveling.
I have a 5.5-year-old son myself.
You do?
I do.
Oh, isn't it a great age?
It is a great age. You know, he's into karate and soccer and all the different things, and time is spent to cart him around everywhere.
I know. I'm in the car, you know, just driving him from place to place, and I do it. I mean, I don't even have a nanny. I mean, I just do it. I take him to school. I pick him up from school, and that's it. We're together. So
it is kind of nice. And if someone came along with a great offer, it's you have to think about that as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at this point in my life, it's really nice to spend the time with him. And I take him out hiking, and I do all kinds of adventures with him. So.
Hmm. Any other things in your mind that you'd love to do in the next 10 years or so? Any challenges you want to? I know you did an exercise video. Would you like to get more into video things or more into books, more into movies?
You know, I was thinking about doing an exercise video. Yeah, and I'm also talking about doing another line of sportswear with the company. So, you know, these things happen and they take time.
Hmm.
You know, I could do it. You know, I've been designing again since the early 80s, and I still have my line of eyewear and watches and hosiery and jewelry and all of that. So, you know, continue doing that.
Is that still in Sears or somewhere else?
It's in all stores.
Really?
It's pretty much mass market. And
wow.
The watches are in Walmart, and the eyewear is everywhere, and that's what I kind of continue doing. So,
well, it is a real pleasure to actually talk to you and get to know you a little bit, and I wish you a lot of luck with this show on Travel Channel. And again, folks, you know, just look in your cable listings for the Travel Channel, and check
it's
out.
It's a very interesting show, and it's been really nice to talk to you. You obviously did your homework, and you know who I am.
And the show is called Pathfinders Exotic Journeys, and it's great to actually have you come alive from my wall.
Oh, yes. I'll send you that fishnet suit signed if I can find one.
That'd be great.
Okay.
All right, take care, Cheryl.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. That's Cheryl Teagues, the lovely lady. I really did have her picture. Do you remember? You're too young, Pat. Yeah, because you're much too young for that. But when I was in college, she had this fishnet bathing suit picture of her. It was actually wet. It was kind of transparent. It was a huge poster. It was sold everywhere. Millions of them were sold. And I had one in my dorm room. And again, she's come to life, Cheryl.